This is Dr. Olivero dictating for August the 30th of 2023. The first patient is Mildred Thompson. The last name is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Thompson. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Mildred. M-I-L-D-R-E-D. 80-year-old patient of Dr. Joshi referred to this office because of the presence of hypercalcemia. The patient has an elevation of the PTH that has been sustained. Especially within the last year, 161, a year ago, 9 months ago, 183, 6 days ago, 144. The phosphorus is in the low side. The patient has a calcium that has been oscillating between 10.5 and 11.2. Ionized calcium this time was reported at 1.34, that is slightly elevated. The patient has a primary hyperparathyroidism. However, she doesn't have kidney stones, and she's asymptomatic, period. We noticed that there is a progressive elevation of the alkaline phosphatase, which might be related to bone disease. Period. Lately, we had also noticed the presence of anemia. The hemoglobin has been between 10.9 and 10.2. This time it's 10.3. Is macrocytic, hypochromic. We're going to investigate the folate and B12, period. The kappa lambda ratio is normal. We're going to do the serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation and urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, given the fact that the patient is becoming anemic. However, all the data points toward hyperparathyroidism. We are going to use Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, 30 milligrams on daily basis, and we are going to reevaluate the patient afterwards. Number two, the patient has a CKD stage 3A without any evidence of proteinuria, normal urinalysis. Following number, the patient has significant hyperkalemia. This time is 5.7. We are going to emphasize the need for her to follow a low potassium diet, period. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis as to suggest RTA type 4. there is not the evidence of potassium replacement or medication that could increase the potassium. Following number, period. The patient has a memory impairment. Period. The patient had an MRI of the spine. In which there was some nodularity of the adrenal glands. We're going to repeat a CT scan of the adrenal glands after the pressing the workup that has been ordered. We did this encounter as a telehealth because of the storm. The patient is given an appointment to see us in 2 months.